Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Leanna. I need to advise you. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I want to file a disability, unemployment claim for last week.
Okay, you already have a claim. You just wanted to do your weekly certifications?
No, ma'am. I've had COVID, and I've been out of work. So I just want to file for that week.
Okay, and you want to file for last week?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, it's from the 24th to the 31st.
Okay. Okay, can I have your social, please?
416-08-2615.
416-08-2615.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can you verify your first and last name, please?
Janice Green.
Okay, and your mother's maiden name?
Hollingsworth.
Okay, and your date of birth?
7/26/68.
Okay. And your gender?
Female.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Not.
And your mother's maiden name again?
Hollingsworth.
Do you have a state of Alabama issued driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and can you verify that? Can you verify? Can you verify the driver's license phone number?
The number on it?
Yes, ma'am.
103-89746.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposited into your checking or savings account or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay, and is this a checking or a savings account?
Checking.
Okay, and do you have the routing number?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, I'm ready for the routing.
Okay, 06-2-00-00-19.
Okay, and the bank account number?
Okay, it's 02896-82742.
Okay, and can you verify your current address?
336 Asher Drive, Rainbow City, Alabama, 35906.
Okay. And is the address that you verified above, is it the same or different from the mailing address?
It's the same.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1981 Chevrolet K20, a 1983 Volvo 760 Series, a 1987 Ford Escort, a 1991 Plymouth Acclaim, or I have never been associated with any of these?
I've never been associated with any of them.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1724 North Mechanic Street, or 2609 37th Avenue North, 630 McPherson Lane, or 94 Meadowlark Lane, or I have never been associated with any of these?
That 94 Meadowlark Lane, is that in Blanksville?
It's a randomly generated question, so I don't know.
Okay, well, we're going to say that one.
Thank you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Opelika, Phoenix, Phoenix City, Blountsville, Jasper, or none of the above? Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Megan Green? 31 to 35. 37 to 41, 57 to 61, 65 to 69, or none of the above?
The one before 37.
Okay. Which of the following street addresses in Albertville have you ever lived at or been associated with? 106 Meadowood Lane, 1518 Hickory Street, 200 Villa Grand Drive, 700 Rose Road, or none of the above?
700 Rose Road.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Mm-hmm.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Mm-hmm.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
Mm-hmm.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when was the last day that you worked?
The 23rd.
Of July?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, except for having the COVID.
Do you work for yourself on a business or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I work for somebody.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission base or do you have a real estate license?
I don't understand that.
Are you currently, like, do you work, do they pay you based off of the sales that you make?
I work at a nursing home.
Okay. No. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I go back to work on the 31st.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'll say 10 because that's what I'll travel now.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trader occupation?
Yeah.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$12 an hour.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
Yeah, 2031st.
Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and who are you filing this claim for? ARG Resources, Muscat, Kevin, Etal, who?
I don't understand all that.
Who are you filing, like, what company, what job are you filing the claim for?
McDuffie Healthcare.
Okay. Okay, and can I have your current phone number, please?
256 553-4826.
Okay, and do you have the phone number for the company?
I do on my phone,
Okay.
but I don't know how to get to it while I'm on it.
Okay, and when did you become employed with this company?
February of 2020, I think.
Okay, and when was the last day you worked for this company?
July 24th.
Okay, and what city and state was this work performed in?
Rainbow City, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay, I have a 4-digit PIN that you would need to write down. Are you ready for the PIN?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that 4-digit PIN is 1568.
1568?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of your benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is going to be determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any other questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.